From our Imams, the ninth Imam is the first, whose Imamat began at a very young age, about 8 or 9.
As-salamu alayka ya Abu Ja'far Muhammad ibn Ali al-Barrat.
Peace be upon you, O Abu Ja'far, Muhammad the son of Ali, the righteous, the pious.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm your host Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam was the ninth divinely appointed Imam among the household of the Holy Prophet, the Messenger of Allah. He was also the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, with his talents, his genius, and his great endless scientific ability, has proven the luminous reality adopted by the Shia that an Imam must be the most aware and virtuous one of the people of his time. And it has also proven that the one who has more knowledge than anyone else must be the Imam, regardless of whether he is young or old. Allah the Almighty has provided the infallible Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, peace and blessings upon them all, with knowledge, wisdom, and sound judgment, similar to how Allah provided the prophets of the past with these same concepts and qualities. Truly, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam has shown this reality to all of the world.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So we are talking about, dear friends, the dialogues of the ninth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. His Eminence, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, lived in an era, unfortunately, where the Muslim society in general was full of moral and ethical corruption and decadence. And as we have said in some of our programs, this moral and ethical corruption and decadence was due to the Abbasid governmental establishment's own moral and ethical corruption and decadence. And of course, this moral vices and these bad qualities that were within the governmental establishment, of course, spread among the people. And of course, you know, we have always said that the root cause of this problem and this great catastrophe among the Muslim society was, of course, the fact that the divinely appointed Imams were put aside and cast aside, and their role as the spiritual and political leaders was not allowed them to implement on the ground. And so in this matter, we find that Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam really did his best to be able to reform the Muslim Ummah at his time, to be able to continue the teachings and the seerah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and to try to practically implement the teachings and the commandments of the Holy Quran and of course to have the universal justice of the Almighty Allah be implemented upon the earth. Now, one of the things that we find Imam al-Jawad really focuses on and emphasizes are these moral and ethical virtues, these noble qualities among human beings, and something that is very much applicable even to our day in the present day. Now, we find, for example, that there are many times where we kind of have this sense of calm and tranquility and this kind of ease of mind, despite the fact that we are about to do something which we haven't experienced before. So, for example, if we give it a very simple example, it's like when you ride your bike for the first time, or if you go swimming for the first time. So in both of these instances, we find that, you know, if you have no fear and you have this no anxiety, especially considering that you really don't know what you're about to do, then you will probably end up in a bad situation. So, for example, you know, you haven't read your manual on how to ride a bike. You haven't seen anybody ride a bike before. And, you know, you really don't care. It's this sense of personality that, well, I'm just going to get on my bike and I'm just going to do it. Well, usually what ends up happening is that we end up falling down. Why? Because we didn't have experience, we didn't have adequate knowledge or this kind of training or practice about what was going to happen. Now, what's really beautiful is Imam al-Jawad was talking to one of his companions in a dialogue, and in this conversation, this very subject came up. During the conversation, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam says that a person who trusts to tranquility before their experience exposes themselves to perishment and to a bad end. And so pretty much what Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam is saying is that if you trust in something, or if you become too relaxed or kind of complacent or, you know, at ease before you have actually experienced something, before you have gained that experience, you will end up exposing yourself to problems and most probably to some sort of loss. And so it's kind of like that example of riding a bike or going swimming. We didn't read about swimming. We didn't look at somebody, you know, swimming. We didn't practice swimming, and we just went ahead and dived into the deep end of the pool. Well, most probably because we don't know how to swim, and under the heat and the pressure of the moment, we can't learn how to swim, we will most probably end up drowning unless somebody saves us. And so this is a very beautiful lesson that we learn, of course, that we should always be prepared, and be prepared to the extent possible. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam.
And now we invite you to listen to Shaykh Winay Keita about Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam.
Sayyidah Hakima is there for the delivery of the birth of Imam al-Jawad. The Imam is delivered, and she comes to the Imam, surprised, shocked. What has happened? Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! And the Imam says that you have not seen anything of the ajaib of the Imam. Ma tarona min ajaibihi akthar. This is nothing. Just one little thing. What's the big deal? Small thing. Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Just like Isa spoke, Imam al-Jawad spoke. But not on one occasion as Nabi Isa, on two occasions. Two occasions. 3 days old and 25 months old. This we read in the ahadith of A'imma. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. There's one more lesson that we learn. And it's a very beautiful lesson. I want this to be a practical point, right, to take home. Sayyidah Hakima says, for absarnahu, that it is because of the light of the Imam that we saw. Think of this metaphorically now as well. That she says that I would be blind fi dunya wal akhirah if it is not for the light of my Imam. For absarnahu, that we were given our light. From what light? From the light of that child. that it's the nur of the Imam which allows us to see, because the nur of the Imam is the theophany and the manifestation of the light of Allah.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.